Good morning, and we want to welcome you to our worship here at St. John's Christian Church on a sunny, sunny Sunday morning. Whether you are here in person or connected online, we pray that this time will be a blessing to you in your faith and in the presence of the Holy Spirit. If you are new to St. John's, we welcome you and invite you to visit the New to St. John's web tab on our website, stjohnarchbold.org. Please make note of next Sunday's altered schedule, annual meeting Sunday here at St. John's. So we will be holding Sunday school at 9 o'clock for those adult classes meeting. Then we will have worship here in the sanctuary at 10 with the annual meeting to follow. And for that annual meeting, there are packets of information on a table in the narthex and out by the accessible entrance. And then a digital copy of that packet will be available sometime tomorrow morning on our website as well. I ask you to be in prayer for Deb Bell. Deb has connected in with us recently. She is faithfully listening to the 8:30 Pause for Praise radio program of our time of worship. Deb called on Friday and shared the very tragic news that her 35-year-old daughter Elizabeth and her boyfriend were killed in a one-car accident in Fort Wayne. And Deb asked the congregation to be praying for her and for the family in that time. So your prayers would be appreciated for Deb Bell and her family. The altar flowers are from the Celebration of Life service in memory of Marvin Fish held here in the sanctuary. So we thank Norma and family for sharing those with us. And please keep Carol DeFreeze and her family in your prayers as they prepare for the memorial service in memory of Bob scheduled for this coming Saturday. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the chapel, and then the memorial service will be at 1 p.m. here in the sanctuary. I now direct your attention to a video that offers a ministry moment titled, "You're Not Listening."
So there we were, and my grandpa was trying to get his sweater over his head, but he didn't have his glasses, and there we were saying, "Come on, Grandpa, blah, 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 blah."
Wait, is that bacon I'm smelling? I'm gonna find that bacon, I'm gonna eat it. I may even throw a bacon party. I'll invite everyone in the office to come to my bacon party. Who doesn't love bacon? Oh, I am so gonna get that raise.
Blah, 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 blah. We love him so.
Oh, that reminds me of the time we went camping. And I took 3 pounds of bacon along just in case that there were some bears. We went out to the Doki Yoki, blah, 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 blah.
Here we go. Another Jerry story. I'd rather cram a miniature replica statue of the Empire State Building into my ear than listen to this garbage. Surely, they make adult-sized underoos somewhere.
Blah, 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 blah. I do love camping so much.
Yeah, I bet they make Spider-Man ones, too. Oh, hey, how about those TPS reports, huh?
Oh, I know, right? I mean, what a pain.
I know. I went to Human Resources, and I saw Debbie there, and I'm like, "Hey, Debbie, blah, 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 blah."
I have no idea where to go with this conversation. How did every kid in America know how to fix old Nintendo games by blowing on the cartridges? I mean, there were no internet forums or FAQs back then. It was pure instinct. Kids these days and their cheat codes are so soft.
So the moral of the story is that you can't bring pets to work, no matter how many forms you fill out.
You're the man. And speaking of men, did you read that article in the Men's Health magazine the other day? It blah, 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 blah.
There were 4 sets of plastic utensils in that Chinese takeout bag last night. 4 sets! Someone at the restaurant packed my order, took a second to think about it, and thought, There must be no less than 4 people eating to require such an amount of food. I was eating by myself. There's nothing more humiliating than being made to feel like Jabba the Hutt before dinner.
Blah, 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 blah. So I thought you might be interested.
Good story.
Yeah, about your grandpa. Where did you say he's living now?
Oh, maybe you didn't understand what I was trying to say. See, my grandfather, blah, 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 blah.
I look so good today. If I don't get a compliment or a second glance, then it's all going to be for waste. I'm so glad I have such awesome muscles.
Oh, your grandpa, he is so funny. He's a keeper. Don't let that one get away.
I just said he died. Don't.
Can I buy you a soda or?
Leave. Better yet, I'll leave.
Status update. I just had the saddest conversation with a coworker. Why doesn't anyone listen to each other anymore? It's kind of depressing. Oh well, time to go get my bacon on.
Well, good morning. No, I didn't write that skit, so just to put that out there. So now, besides the great acting we just saw in this video, what 2 things did we learn? Number 1, yes, I do love bacon. Number 2, men can have a difficult time communicating with each other. So this Wednesday evening, we are launching an 8-week men's study called Who Has Your 6? The mission of this study is to connect men so that when life happens, we have some other men, other brothers around us to help us get through. Men can be isolated. We don't let anyone into our lives. Men need other men to help fight the battles that life brings, such as marriage, parenting, work, and money. And most of us do not have anyone to lean on. This study focuses on communication and accountability with other men and uses major motion movies to illustrate points. Solomon, the wisest man in the world, says we should pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. So like I said, we are launching this Wednesday at 7 p.m. for the next 8 weeks. We will be done in about an hour's time. So if and when Logos starts back up, men, you can bring your kids and stick around for a great Bible study. And if you're uncomfortable just coming by yourself, grab your best friend or an acquaintance or even a perfect stranger. It doesn't matter. We're here to have a great time. So please consider joining us for this great study we're going to be doing, and it will be challenging. Thank you.
Good morning. Our opening scripture is taken from Psalms chapter 29. Ascribe to the Lord, O mighty ones. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The glory, the God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, all cry, glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Let's pray. Gracious God, I pray that you bless us as we gather here to worship you. May we feel your spirit with us today. We know that you are with us wherever we go, and I pray that we are able to focus on you and your plans for us as a body of believers. Amen.
Our opening hymn this morning is number 234 in the hymnal, Crown Him with Many Crowns. If you are able, please rise and join us in celebrating our Lord.
Our call to confession this morning is taken from Isaiah 53, and it speaks of the suffering servant, referring to the Messiah. Verses 5 and 6. But as he was pierced for transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and his wounds we were healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. We know the Messiah, Jesus Christ, came to bear our sins, even when we have continued to go astray. And the Lord offers forgiveness and calls us to come to him to come home. Isaiah 55, verses 6 and 7 call us to seek the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will freely pardon.
As we come before the Lord in confession, let's sing the first verse and the refrain of Softly and Tenderly.
Let us come home to the Lord, seeking him and calling upon him as we forsake the sin of our lives. Please join me in prayer, praying together the words of the prayer of confession that is on the screen. Lord, we are grateful for you calling us to come to you, to come home, and we respond to you now. Forgive us for our past excuses, too busy to pray, too frazzled to listen, too proud or ashamed to admit our sin. We are so thankful for the grace of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are in such need of his grace and praise you for not holding back on your grace from us. In our confession, we seek to let go of sin. We seek your power to overcome sin. We seek your cleansing authority of forgiveness, that we will be restored and renewed. We ask for the guidance and power of your Holy Spirit, that we would overcome and abandon our sinful ways, to give you the praise, honor, and glory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And now I invite you to lift up your heads and your hearts and hear these words of assurance from Titus 2, 11 through 14. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. In Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven, and we have been made right with God. Let us therefore, with the Holy Spirit within us, sin no more. Amen.
Our next hymn is number 206, There is a Redeemer. If you are able, please rise and join us in singing.
Thank you. Good morning, children of God. That song always brings me a little teary-eyed there, so I got to take a breath here before I go on. We have two scriptures today. One comes from Mark 1 and one comes from Acts 19. And they both are talking about the Holy Spirit. In the first passage, Mark 1, John the Baptist is baptizing Jesus in the River Jordan. And when Jesus comes up out of the water, the heavens open and the Holy Spirit descends like a dove unto Jesus. And God's voice thunders and says, "This is my Son who I love, with whom I am well pleased." And then in Acts 19, Paul is talking to some disciples. And he says to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit?" And they said, "The Holy Spirit? We don't know quite what you're talking about." So Paul baptized them, and when he placed his hands on them, they received the Holy Spirit, and they began to talk in tongues. Now, tongues to me is kind of like when you are so intent on praising God that you're kind of like talking a different language that sometimes only God can understand what you're saying. And they started to prophesy, which means they started to foretell the future. I was thinking about when I was a young elementary child, I loved Fridays, going to school on Fridays, not because the next day was Saturday. I loved Fridays because on Friday, the school cafeteria had chocolate milk. We only had white milk on Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, but Fridays was chocolate milk day. So I'm going to make you some chocolate milk this morning. I'm sure all of you have made chocolate milk at some time in your lives. And we used to make chocolate milk at home, but we would never buy chocolate milk. I don't know, maybe they had it back then, but we were poor. So we used either Nestle's Quick or we used good old Hershey's chocolate syrup. So what we did, we poured some milk into a glass and then we added the wonderful chocolate aspect. And I'm a chocolate person. I've always liked a lot of chocolate in my milk. So I am so sorry this is a one-woman show today, because I'm the only one who can taste it, but I am going to enjoy a sip of my chocolate milk here. Whoa, something is wrong. I poured enough chocolate in there to make chocolate milk, but it's not, it's white milk. But if you look, all the chocolate is at the bottom. So that means I have to do something. I did pour a lot of chocolate in there, didn't I? Ooh, this is gonna be really good. So I'm going to take my spoon and I'm gonna stir it up a little bit. And then I'm going to treat myself to another sip here. Ah, delicious. If I do say so myself, very, very good. Well, you and I are kind of like the white milk, and the Holy Spirit is kind of like the chocolate syrup, okay? When we ask Jesus to come into our hearts and we believe in him, God does this wonderful thing for us. He sends the gift of the Holy Spirit into each one of our hearts. What a gift that is. Now, the Holy Spirit is kind of like a taster, I think, for Christians. It makes us tastier, because just like the chocolate made the white milk tastier, the Holy Spirit makes our lives tastier because we begin to think and love like Jesus. Now, the Holy Spirit, though, can come into our hearts and just kind of sit there. But like this chocolate here, we had to stir it up. And we need to stir up that Holy Spirit in our hearts too. And so when we do that, hopefully people around us will see Jesus in our lives. So we need to use the Holy Spirit each and every day in everything we do and say and in every way we act. Let's pray. Lord, we ask and thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. We ask that we use it so that you can be seen in our lives. by others. Amen.